It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and what a great time we're having as we're going through my new book, which is called In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You. I've wanted to write a book like this for years and decades because I would read all these verses over 160 times in Paul's writings. He refers to being in Christ. When we're born again, we are literally immersed in the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit. And we've been going through some of those great verses, like 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where Paul tells us, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Today, we come to a wonderful In Him verse. It's found in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. Paul is speaking about the power of God. He said that power is the same as his mighty strength. And then he comes to verse 20. He said, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in him. You see, my friend, one of the great revelations of the New Testament is not only that Christ has been exalted above all things, but he has given us that same authority in him. God placed him at the right hand of the Father, and he's seated on the throne with authority. And our position in Christ is one of authority, not because of who we are, but because of who he is and where he is. He's above all. He's above the situation that you're going through right now that you feel hopeless in. Christ is above that. And when I say we have authority in him, it means that sin no longer rules us. We're not helpless. We're not slaves to temptation anymore, because Romans chapter 6 and verse 14, it declared this. Paul said, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. See, the same Christ who conquered sin in our lives, he lives in us. And in him, we have authority to say no to sin now and yes to righteousness. I believe Christian people should be different than the rest of the people in the world, because we have been given the power to say no to the sin that used to tear us down and defeat us on a daily basis. See, when I say we have authority in him, it extends over all the power of the darkness. The name of Jesus is above the name of any sickness or disease or evil in this world. In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, I don't believe that means go try picking up some snakes, but I believe it means that whatever comes against you, it can't hurt you because God is on your side. I believe the snake of the devil has been defeated by the cross and what Jesus did. This doesn't mean we live arrogantly, or it doesn't mean that we go around tooting our horn, but it believes that we have confidence in the salvation he's given us and the authority that came with it. Too often believers live as though we're just victims at the mercy of our circumstances or whatever the devil has planned for you this week. But the scripture teaches us otherwise. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting out of victory. We are enforcing the victory that Jesus already gave us and won on the cross. He talks about it in Colossians chapter 2. See, the devil is a defeated foe. Christ defeated him openly at the cross. And when we stand in the authority of Jesus, then the devil's lies loses all its power in our life. Authority in Him will also transform our prayer life. You'll pray differently when you understand you're praying with authority. You're not begging God. You're thanking God for what Jesus paid for on the cross. So we don't pray timidly. The Bible says we boldly approach the throne of grace. And it's not just preachers and pastors who have authority. When you belong to Christ, when you are in Him, you have authority in Him. And it transforms our prayer life. Prayer is no longer wishful thinking. It's now exercising the authority of Christ on the earth as it is in heaven. Remember Jesus in the Lord's Prayer. He said to pray, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." We pray in His name, which is above every other name, and then heaven moves in response to those prayers. See, this authority is not for our personal gain. It's for kingdom purposes. We use it to advance the gospel, to set captives free, to pray for people when they're sick, to push back darkness, and mainly to glorify God. See, authority in Christ is always tied to His mission and His love. When we pray for the lost to be saved, we're calling in the kingdom of God upon this earth. So my friend, I want you to understand today, you've been given authority in Christ. It's part of this In Him message. It comes along with the package, the benefit package that we have with Christ. And let me tell you something. We've already talked about power that we have in Him, but authority supersedes power. Let me give you an example. You can have a police officer standing in the middle of the street with his whistle, with his hand raised high, and a big Greyhound bus is approaching him, and that Greyhound bus has a lot more power than that police officer. It can squash him in a New York minute. But the officer raises his hand, blows his whistle, and that bus comes to a screeching halt. Why? Because authority just took dominion over power. I don't know what you're going through today, but maybe the doctor has given you a terminal diagnosis. Maybe you'd say, "Keith, I'm facing a situation where my family is falling apart." Listen, you've been given authority in Christ. Take authority over that evil spirit that's trying to ruin your family or crush your body. And you begin to pray in Jesus' name with authority. My friend, you're not under the circumstances. Sometimes I ask somebody, "How are they doing?" And they say, "Not bad under the circumstances." And I usually reply, "What are you doing there?" God never intended for us to be under the circumstances. He made us to be overcomers in Christ Jesus. You're not powerless, friend. You carry His authority. Walk in that authority today and let His victory be displayed in you. Now, I told you that we don't have to come timidly begging God because of the authority we have in Him. You see, one of the other In Him verses is Hebrews 4:16, and it speaks about the boldness we have in Him. It says, "Let us therefore," there's another therefore verse. Remember, they're always powerful. They say, stop and see what it's there for. "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Many people approach God with hesitation, like they're afraid to pray, afraid to ask Him for anything. They wonder if He's listening or if He cares or if they're worthy to be heard. Friend, Hebrews 4:16 shatters those fears because it gives us a glorious invitation. It says, "Let us boldly approach God and come to the throne of grace." Now, that boldness is not arrogance. It's not demanding God to do something. It's the confidence that we have, just like a child running into the arms of his father. And the basis for this confidence is not our good works. The basis for this confidence is what Jesus accomplished on the cross, and that's what put us in Him. And because we are in Him, the spotless Lamb of God opened the way for us to come to the Father. We can now come freely, we can come fully, and we can come boldly into God's presence. I love that. And the throne that we approach is not a judgment throne. It's a grace throne. For the believer, the throne is no longer a place that we got to be fearful of. It's no longer a place where we wonder if God's going to listen, because now he hears us because of what Jesus did and not what we do. We're no longer in that performance mode with God. We're now operating out of grace. I think about Esther, who was the queen who risked her life to approach her husband, the king, uninvited. And see, the law in Persia declared that anyone who entered without a summons from the king would be put to death, unless the king extended his golden scepter. But Esther trembled as she stepped into the throne room. Her life was hanging by a gesture of mercy from her husband, the king. Yet when the king saw her, he extended the scepter and he welcomed her in. But how much greater is our welcome from God the Father? Because he extended his Son as a welcome for us to boldly approach the throne of grace. Because of the blood of Jesus, we now are not merely tolerated, we're embraced by the Father. And that boldness, it transforms how we pray. Instead of vague, timid prayers, we now pray with clarity, knowing what he promises in his word. And then he will act on those promises. We're his children. And boldness in him, it affects how we live in him. We're not to walk through life timidly, but boldly, knowing that God is on our side. See, Proverbs, Solomon said this in Proverbs 28:1. He said, "The righteous are as bold as a lion." And we are the righteousness of God in him. So lift up your head, friend. The throne of grace is open for you today. The invitation stands. God's inviting you to come boldly, not because of who you are, but because of whose you are. You're his child, and in Christ, in him, you have full access to the Father's heart. So we approach God in prayer with boldness. Friend, I don't know what you need from God today, but I pray that you'll call upon his name, knowing that you're in Christ Jesus. And in him, all the promises of God are yes and amen in him. Let me pray for you today. Father God, I thank you for everyone who's listening to Fresh Oil today. God, I pray for those that are in need of a touch physically. I ask you to heal their body today. I thank you that healing is found in Christ, that you took the stripes upon your back, Jesus, so that we could be free from the sickness that tries to destroy our bodies and enslave us down here on earth. I pray today for those who are struggling with guilt and anguish over the past. God, I pray that they will understand the forgiveness that is found in Christ Jesus. Touch him today, God. May your grace reach in to the lowest depths today and pull out each and every one who calls upon your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for joining me today. I so appreciate you being here. Walk in grace. He loves you with an everlasting love.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he he makes his mercies new every morning.